Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Top Fly Pod. You know what it is. You know what we're here to do. Back in studio today, beautiful Austin, Texas, the Eclipse Day. I'm with the boys. We got B here to my left. We got Bali here to my right. Excited to talk about Austin FC. What a match we got here in store tonight for the episode. We're starting off with you, my G, Bali, switching it up. How are you doing tonight, mate?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, man, I partied hard this weekend.
I'm
not going to lie, man. It was a crazy weekend, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
I was happy. I was excited.
Dude, I don't know how long it's been since I've seen you smile on this podcast.
Man, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. But, you know, happy days are coming, hopefully.
Happy days are
hopefully,
coming.
Hopefully.
What? Are you hearing this, B?
Hopefully. Damn, optimism? Is that optimism?
The eclipse, bro.
The eclipse, bro.
How you doing, B? Yeah,
doing good, bro. I mean, I'm right there with Bali, man. I had a long weekend. But we're here to talk about the game, possibly one of the best games in our history. I mean, we'll get to it, but yeah.
Calma, we've had playoff wins at the Q.
I said one of.
Okay,
we'll
all right. But anyways, we're about to get into the episode. But before, we do want to send a shout out to all of our Patreon and Discord members. We're getting new members, it feels like, almost every day. And we just want to send a big shout out. We're going to have a new round of stickers and swag and little merch go out. So keep an eye out. Going to send out that notification out soon. So Patreon members, be on the lookout for that. But boys, let's get into the episode because we got to get it rolling. A lot to talk about. It was a 7-goal thriller in Austin, Texas at Q2 Stadium. You were there. I was there. B, you were there as well. Maybe you had a bit of a closer seat than anybody. You were down at that field level getting the pictures. We posted some today. You captured the moment where Drusy was maybe giving some angry or some frustrated indications at Stuver. You caught the moment when he was about to take that PK. I mean, just real quick, some on the surface overall thoughts on the match from your point of view last night.
Yeah,
from Saturday night.
Yeah, bro. I mean, look, we started off, the vibe was there, Q2 packed as per usual. But then we would go down and the vibe was like, again, like, oh man, but the rapid fire of goals, bro. I've never been at Q2. This is the first. I mean, obviously, it's 3 goals in 6 minutes. It's unheard of. But the rapid fire, you know, I was recording the fans getting lit. I was trying to post on the story. Boom, another goal. Oh, let me record and get some pictures. Okay, now let me go through it. Let me post. No, boom, another goal. So it was just mayhem for 6 minutes, bro. It was the craziest 6 minutes at Q2 Stadium ever, bro.
It was mayhem.
It was mayhem,
absolute
bro.
Mayhem.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I caught Stewart. I mean, Drusy. It was like after Stewart came out for a ball that was he shouldn't have. And Drusy got on his ass.
You know, it's so funny. And people listening to the pod that have kept up with the pod will maybe agree with this take that I'm about to drop. People might say that you two are very different. You might have some kind of takes while Bali has the different side of the coin takes. But you guys are very similar. You caught that moment with your camera. Yeah. And Bali caught that moment as it was happening, too, from where we were sitting. Because, Bali, you pulled me to the side and you were like, look at Seba. Look at Drusy. Look what he's doing. So I kind of want to bring you in on that. What was your overall thoughts from last night's match? And kind of what were you thinking whenever that moment happened when Drusy was giving that indication to Stuber where he looked like he was frustrated?
Yeah, to me, it was John talking to Stuber at first because John got a card. I think it was just the poor distribution by Stuber from the back first half, you know, just putting players in a tough spot. And you saw our captain go up and talk to Stuber and let him know that, hey, man, let's improve. Let's improve on those passing. And he did second half. Okay. But it was crazy to see Drusy just approach Stuber and let him know, like, hey, man, like, kind of give him a little attitude.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures, I don't think, justice, because, bro, he was pissed.
Yeah, he was mad.
He was pissed. And Stuber wasn't just taking it. He was also like nah, bro. Like it was a back and forth. It wasn't just like, oh.
Okay. I mean, those are two leaders going at it on this team. Those are two titans.
Yeah. Which you love to see that.
You love to see that. But and that kind of goes with this point I want to make is on this podcast we said recently. I was like, hey, if we get this kind of Drusy for this match, we're gonna win. And I feel like we're getting the same Drusy consistently, at least for the last two matches, right? You could argue the last three, but honestly, the last two matches, we've seen a Seba that is that MVP from 2022, that is that guy that can carry this team on his back. B, you mentioned, what was it, 2 weeks ago, how Drusy needed to ask for the ball, to want to drive. We've seen that from him the past couple of weeks. And what has happened? 6 points.
But
thoughts on that?
The thing is, though, yes, you're correct. But this kid, he can't do this forever, bro. Like, we're going to need someone else to kind of step up and take the load because for the first couple of games where he was injured, a lot of fans were like, man, this can't just be a one player. You know, look, I'm happy for Drew. I want to see this Juicy every game, but are we? You know what I mean? I don't think so, yeah. Bro. But I hope we can keep going, man. Yeah.
Now, real quick, here's some information from Austin FC Communications at Austin FC PR on X or Twitter. They say Austin FC's first three goals in Saturday's victory over San Jose all scored within 5 minutes of each other, were the fastest three consecutive goals in club history. They also go on to say, they put out this tweet, Sebastian Drusi's match winner in the 101st minute was the latest ever Austin FC goal. Sebastian Drusi has now scored both the earliest and the latest goals in club history. And one more thing I'm going to read from their Twitter account. Last night or Saturday night's attendance of 20,738 marked the 58th consecutive MLS home sellout for Austin FC, extending the league's longest active streak. It's still going on, bro.
It's gonna keep going, bro.
Yeah, but let's be real. I mean, that's.
Do you buy into it?
I don't buy into it.
But technically, I mean, it's a sellout. Technically, I mean, right?
Yeah, technically.
There's very few seats that have been left empty. At least the last two matches.
I will say the San Jose and the Dallas game, both games were insane.
Just packed.
Packed,
bro.
Yeah. It hasn't been like that for a while.
Bro, there was people that were standing on the stairs.
Yeah, it hasn't been like that for a while, bro.
It hasn't been like that for a while, yeah, for sure. A quick question. I know Primo's not here to look it up, but if that's the latest goal in Austin FC history, I believe it, but I would think that it would rank among the latest goals in MLS history. Is there? Because
that's a good one.
That's a great question.
What time was it clocked in, that goal? It was like 100 and
like 102.
Bro, that's got to be one of the latest goals.
It was like 90 plus 11. Or 90 plus 10.
Bro, that's got to be one of the latest goals of all time.
90 plus 11.
Has there been that many?
We need to check in on that.
Primo's not here.
Hey, Primo, check it out. Primo, he's not here.
No one's there.
He's not here.
I don't even know if this is recording, so I don't even.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up right now. But all right, guys. Hey, let's get into a little bit of the highlights from the 7-goal thriller that happened in Austin, Texas here on Saturday. Now, minute 19, San Jose, they go up 1-0 after a poor clearance from both center backs, which leads to a cross at the back post that no one tracks. It's an easy header for Marie. He gets the first one. And I want to talk about this here a little bit because Julio Cascante deserves a little bit of criticism. We've given him a lot of praise in recent weeks and recent episodes here on Top Flight, but I think he needs to be talked about here in this action because he doesn't track back at the back post, and it's just a simple tap-in header pretty much. And if he would have tracked back, I think there would have been more contention. He would have gotten his big old head on it, maybe his curly hair, and it would have been cleared out to a corner kick or maybe better cleared out into the opponent's side of the field. But, Bali, any thoughts on that goal?
Yeah, just poor clearance by Julio. You know, just all around our defense was struggling, you know, first half. You know, also John being exposed on that right side. I mean, I think this game, you saw that. You know, John Gallagher, you know, he's not a right back. You know, he's not a defender. The guy, I feel like him being on the wing, attacking, going forward, that's his game. You know, that's his game. So we kind of saw him being exposed this game on that right side. But he improved. The team improved. The team fought back, which is what matters.
Now, here on the highlights, bro, you can see some girl just flicking off.
Yeah, I was there. I was there, bro.
You can see her just flicking him off, the San Jose forward. But Espinosa, Wolf mentioned how this guy was going to be dangerous tonight. He's the one that gets the cross into the back post. Dangerous cross. And B, your thoughts on that goal that San Jose scored? It went up minute 19. It was 1-0.
Yeah, it was definitely a really shaky start defensively. Going against plans. I mean, before last game, when we would concede early or concede first, I mean, the morale would just be destroyed.
100%.
So there was no fight after that. I was nervous, like, oh man, you know, we can't concede first because the way things have been going, our vibe, it's not good. But
it's funny that you say you were nervous. Daniel, Los Deco.
Yeah, okay.
Little Daniel. He was watching the game with us, and he said that at halftime I looked pouty. That I was in my feelings. I was like, bro, I'm just chilling.
You were sad.
I was nervous, bro. It was not looking good.
Isn't pouting like that?
You were
pouting, brother.
I wasn't doing that. But he said that I was. But
I believe him.
I believe him too.
Don't believe him. Don't believe him, mate. Now, a minute 26, San Jose and Pomeroy, they weren't done there. They went up 2-0 in the first half. Hector just backed up, inviting Maria into the box. He let off a bit of a cracker of a shot, a rocket, and it doubled his goal tally in the San Jose lead as well. But it was called back, Bali, because I think he impeded the goalkeeper's vision. One of the players impeded the goalkeeper's vision, but it could have been 2-0 very early on. Fortunately, it gets called back. Any thoughts on that action that Austin FC could have been down at that moment, 2-0?
Yeah, man, early warning signs, you know, early warning. Yeah. We should have learned from it, but we didn't. Yeah. You know, they came back and they scored on us again. But, yeah, I think Hector should have attacked them quicker. You know, he just gave them too much space. And what a shot, man. What a goal by Dallas. That was a great goal.
It was great finish. But thankfully, it got called back.
Thankfully, it did.
Stewart was left like a statue, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Usually, he makes a save. Usually, he makes a bit of a save, and I was confused. Like, why didn't he go for it?
Bro, he had an off day.
But he didn't. He did save a lot, though.
He did save a lot.
He did. Yeah.
Now, B, the craziness didn't stop there at Q2 Stadium, because minute 35, Jader Obreon, he thinks he has the equalizer, mate, and his first goal for Austin FC, he goes, he celebrates with his baby girl, and me as a new father, you know, I have a girl also. I try to put myself in his shoes. I would have been heated, bro.
Oh, man.
Especially, I would have been heated, bro.
Especially that the goal last week where he
same thing.
He was looking for her, right?
He was looking for her, bro.
And then again, and then.
It's just unfortunate, lad. Yeah, yeah. But it was a foul by Hector, and I think it was a foul.
No, I actually talked to Hector after the game, and he told me, "Man, that was soft."
Oh, that was soft.
And I think it was soft too, man.
Yeah.
But the player, you know. Did his job, you know? He played it.
The ref low-key seemed like he was on Austin's side the whole match. But that instance, I wish he would have just let it go. But, hey, it is what it is. Now, halftime, we move on. Minute 53, Jader Obreon. He has a header blocked by San Jose defender's arm or hand. You could say that maybe it was close to his body. You could say that it was leaving his body, making himself bigger in front of the goal. But the referee says no PK. And everybody was going crazy. The boos started coming. Drusi was absolutely just fired up in the referee's face, mate. B, what was your thoughts on that, mate? There was no PK given. It didn't really matter because the goal started raining after that. But at that point, you were thinking maybe it's not Austin FC's night.
No, I mean, at that point, we were looking for anything. Any little lifeline. I mean, we ended up getting one. But, you know, it just, yeah, I mean, I get it. I get the decision, bro. You know, it is what it is. I get it.
You get it.
I get it, bro.
To me, it's a pen, 100%.
To you, it's a pen.
100%.
I think it was a pen.
I think that they balled it.
Well, yeah. We'll see, man. We'll see.
Do your job.
Now, minute 56, we move on. Minute 56, Ring with a poor pass. He leaves Hector exposed upfield. San Jose counters. Dani and Heinzak are the only ones defending. Cascante was just left upfield. Hector was also left upfield. I said he was left a bit exposed. Ibowasi has a shot. Stuver saves a bit. But in the end, he puts it into the back of the net. There it was 2-0 or 0-2, whatever you want to say. It was a disaster at Q2 at that point, mate. At that point, we felt like there was no end to this. There was no way to get out of it positively. We just maybe get one back and then we were into the game. But it was 2-0 at that point, Bali. What was going through your mind at that point?
I'll be real. It's over. That's what I thought. It's over. It's done. Pack it up. But something else happened.
Something else happened, very, very nice.
What I noticed, when that second goal went in, bro, I looked at the fans. It hit them, bro. Yeah. It hit them like hard. I could just see the vibe. It just went like, It just like, because we're so used to like, if we concede one, let alone two, we just didn't have seen any evidence that we could claw back. What we saw. But, hey, this game was different, bro. Yeah.
There was a gleam of hope, mate. Diego Rubio, I think we really need to give this guy his praise, his flowers, since he's came into the club. And we've said this before getting on set. We were saying how Roto's guys are cooking. Those guys are absolutely cooking, mate. They're the only ones that have been scoring goals, and it's absolutely fantastic. Rubio earns the PK. You could say it was soft. You could say it was a flop. I think it's just experience being in the league, knowing what kind of contact in the box is worthy of a PK, whether it's bare minimum or maximum. He earns the PK, and who steps up? Sebastian Drusi, the MVP, the owner of Austin FC, pretty much. I know it's pre-court, but it's really Drusi. Yeah. Did you see the whip? He has a ghost.
The Rolls Royce.
Did you see the Rolls Royce?
Yeah, Rolls Royce ghost, son.
He might have. Does he have a better car than Anthony Precourt?
For can sure. We check he, that? He can definitely got better that? Drip, I mean, for sure.
That, oh, my days, bro.
I mean, we looked at it before. I mean, that car's around 300, 350,000.
Hey, that's not much to do. He's earning like $6 million a year.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's, plus he has that's Lambo. Not the only whip he got.
Yeah, he
but
Lambo.
This is but this is why he earns those big bucks. Because yes. He puts the penalty, yes. The goal, yes. The ball into the back of the net, earning his goal at Q2 Stadium on Saturday night. But they didn't stop there. We get a long throw in from John Gallagher, like the Nick Lima days. Respect yeah. to him. He's now with the Revs. Yeah. But he puts it into the box. It kind of bobbles into the in the area. Javier Obregón is left unmarked. And this time, guys, this time, it counts. There's no way that it's offsides. Javier Obregón celebrates. I don't know if he was looking for his baby girl this time because he went to right to Valencia.
Valencia, and then he did a little.
They were just dancing.
You know? Yeah. He looked good. He looked good dancing. Yeah, they could dance. They hey, Valencia and Javier can dance.
At that point, mate, 2-2. What'd you think?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
Damn.
I was excited. The fans were getting excited. The momentum was growing. Oh, yeah. But then what happened after was the best
that's
part.
That's the big
I think.
One.
Yeah, well, we can wait a little bit because it wasn't just, you know, peaches and cream after that. Now, well, actually it was. Minute 66, Guilherme Biru, he sends a rocket into the bottom corner from about 30 yards out, bro. I was going absolutely wild when this happened. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it because it seemed too perfect. I was like, no, these guys really didn't. There's no way we just pulled it off. There's no way we just didn't pull it off. And Guilherme Biru, he shows maybe why Rodo went after this guy, why he paid whatever fee it was for him, and they brought him to MLS. And maybe this is one of the characteristics that Rodo saw in this guy and says, hey, welcome to Austin FC. Your thoughts on that, B?
Golazo, bro. Golazo. The definition of a golazo,
definition,
bro.
Definition, man.
To go up after you just scored 2 goals in like 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 3 goals, with that type of goal, golazo, range, shot, sniper. Bali made this point before we recorded, bro. The stadium exploded, brother.
It really exploded, brother.
I mean, I don't want to take your take, Bali, but you said it was like one of the loudest the stadium has been, and I agree, bro. Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, bro, it was loud. It was
scenes.
Crazy.
Scenes, mate.
Yeah,
but
scenes.
Unfortunately, Guilherme Biru doesn't get the winner. The shocking events continued because San Jose equalizes, mate. It's 3-3, around minute 74. I don't know what happened there because it was... I think it was Ring, the one that gave the poor pass. Hector gets left exposed upfield. I believe that was the instance there. It doesn't matter because was it Pellegrino, the San Jose forward winger, whatever he was. He scores it. Brad Stuver could have done a bit better. You said Stuver had a bit of an off night. I kind of agree with your point on that. I feel like
for his standards.
Yeah. I feel like Stuver on his best saves that. Did we get the best Stuver against San Jose? It didn't matter because we get those 3 points. But you concede three. Like Bali said earlier, red flags. Now, at that point, 1 point, I don't know if that would have been good enough for Austin FC. There was a lot of talk going into this game saying that, hey, we're going to do better. We were going to start executing. Joshua was saying a lot of that stuff coming into this game. So at 1 point, you were thinking, 1 point, maybe that's good enough for Austin FC, but it's probably not. Now, Bali, in the end, Sebastián Drussi, I mean, we got to spend maybe a minute or two on this because I compared it to Cristiano Ronaldo-esque in the Champions League, mate. Because the way that this play starts, you say, oh, Gallagher put it into the box and then Zardes lays it off. But ladies and gentlemen, back it up just a little bit because Sebastián Drussi, he gets the ball in the midfield, guys. He's looking for an outlet. Nobody's asking for the ball. He gives it to Danny. Danny gives it back to Drussi, I believe. But anyways, the ball somehow ends up to Gallagher from Drussi's start, from Drussi's hunger, from his creation. You were talking about that earlier, 2 or 3 weeks ago maybe. But anyways, the ball gets to Gallagher finally. It finds Zardes. He lays it off. Drussi, right-footed, outside the boot, slots it into the back of the net. B, 4-3. Last kick of the game, mate.
I caught it on video from far, but I caught it. Oh, my God, bro. I mean, with the last kick of the game. And, look, I think Drussi's shot, he just hit it how it came. But I think that Zardes deserves a little bit of credit for just laying it off for him, bro. Like, it reminds me of, like, just that's what you would want from your number 9, bro.
100%.
Like something like that. He just left it right there for Drussi. Have a crack at it, mate. And he did, bro. And I mean, the tres dedos, pretty much.
Pretty much.
In the back of the net, bro, running to the corner with the Jude Bellingham celebration. It seems like he was looking at for somebody or something, but he's
probably looking for Bali. He's probably looking for
Bali. That's what we were saying. But, yeah, bro, I mean, like I said last part, bro. Like I said, Drewsy is that guy, bro. He's that guy. He's saucy with it, bro. He's live with it, bro. I wouldn't go as far as, like my G Tucker say, maybe better than Messi, but he is live with it, bro. He is that guy for us, and we're witnessing, we've already seen it, but we're seeing it again, what he's capable of, bro. These results. I mean, he's earning his money, bro. He can get another Rolls Royce if he wants to, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, he probably has three already.
Nah, relax.
He probably has three already, mate. Not even going to cap, but Drewsy Diore, Bali. Just real quick, just give me some words on him.
No, you said it. You know, I mean, it's been Drewsy. It's been Drewsy. But now, you know, he's turning into Drewsy Diore. You know?
It's seven
he's
in games his bag. In the season.
He's in his bag now. Now he's making it rain.
He's coming back from an injury. It's seven games in the season. I mean, he's getting into form. Yeah. You got to give him time.
He's Austin FC, though, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he's our best player. We need him.
100%.
We need him. And he's our DP. He's got the big money. And like I said, now he's Drewsy Diore. Now he's in his bag. Now it's easy money. Now he's making it rain. Now he's feeling himself.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
The more that he plays, the more he feels himself, the more he looks good. It's going to make us look good. And hopefully he continues.
Now, boys, quick question, Bali. You can go first on this one. Best goal of the night?
Beatles. I mean, I think, just think about it. You know, Beatles never played in a stadium as big as Q2, as packed as Q2, you know?
Atmosphere.
He was playing in Brazil, second division. You know,
but I think there was like an FA Cup style tournament that he might have played in. That
he might have played against Palmeiras, maybe.
Okay, regardless, you know, there hasn't been that stadium was louder than that's been the loudest stadium he's ever been in last night. You know,
that might be a hot take.
Just imagine the goal, the feeling.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I bet he called Brazil right after the match. Yeah. Called his parents.
Called his family.
Yeah.
Meti golazo, mami.
Golazo.
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 Damn.
Imagine that feeling, bro. I mean, and when that goal went in, my ears like hurt, bro. Like they started stinging, bro. Like,
I couldn't believe it.
It was an amazing goal.
You legit almost passed out.
I almost passed. I haven't felt like that since John Gallagher's first goal at Q2.
Hold on. That's a crazy comparison,
I haven't felt like that. That's a wild allegation. I haven't felt like that.
I mean, recency bias is in place.
I haven't felt like that.
Recency bias.
I mean, when we beat RSL playoffs, that was also a great feeling.
When you beat Dallas in playoffs.
But Beatles shot, just the balls, the cojones to take that shot.
Yeah.
It was also, honestly, you're right, because the ball was going between Beatle and Drewsy.
And they both were going for
it. The balls of Beatle to say, Seba, move. I got this. Seba,
what did you say?
Seba, maybe the moment he saw Beatle take the shot, Seba's probably like, what are you doing?
And then boom.
It kind of takes you back to when Agüero was telling Company. Again. Was telling Company, Vini, don't shoot, Vini.
Bangs it in.
It was against Chelsea, too.
It was against Leicester City, mate.
Oh, okay, my fault. It was blue.
It was my fault.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you always be doing shit.
I'm sorry about that.
Trying to sneak some shots in there.
Hey, okay, one more question I have here, guys. Austin scores 4 but concedes 3. Is that a red flag? 2022 vibes?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a red flag. Like, we can't be coming down from 2-0 every game, bro. Like, homie from... Now I'm going to bring Madrid. Homie from the fan reaction says, we're not Real Madrid. We can't be coming back every game, you know? So, and great I agree with him. Yeah. I agree with him, bro. We can't be. Look, it was a great win. Amazing memories. Historic for me. But we can't be doing that every game. We can't be going down to nil every game, bro.
Okay.
We just can't. We just can't.
That's true.
Bali, take on that?
I agree, man. This is our defense again. We're struggling. You know, when are we going to find answers in the back? You know, we went out and we got Leo. He's injured, and now we're hoping that Hines Eich can give us something. He's looking okay, but still we're struggling on the back.
I wouldn't be surprised if Matt comes in.
Matt Hedges has to come in. Where's Matt?
Even Matt came in, and I mean, I wasn't really feeling Matt.
Bro, I think Hines Eich got the nod for his performances. I think Wolf said, you know what, you've been playing well. Let's keep it going. And I think we've seen like, all right, maybe let's try Matt again. You know, it's like you said, bro. It's Julio and who.
It's Julio and who?
Yeah,
it's Julio and who?
It's true. We're struggling in the back. We need answers bad. Hopefully, Rolo has them.
I think in the summer.
Oh, bro, look.
Yeah. I think in the summer. Bro, I think in the room, he's going to cook.
Are you going to make a point?
I think I'm going to make a point, bro. Hey, I think it's time we evaluate a little bit of the appetizer that Rolo's has kind of given us with these signings. Because They've been cooking, bro. They've been playing great. They've been our best players, essentially. Rolo's signings. I mean, that's like, to
we're
me.
We're talking Biru. We're talking Diego Rubio. Jader Obrián.
Rubio is just, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they're hungry. They're new. And it just seems to, this guy's cooking, bro. Like, it's almost like, hey, look what you're seeing, bro. I got you.
100%.
So it makes me even more excited of what's to come, bro.
We just got to be patient. We just got to be patient. I mean, now more than ever, let Rolo cook is what B is saying. Let Rolo cook.
What we're having now is a little appetizer, and it's fire.
Now, all right. We're eating at Fogo de Chao, apparently. B pretty much is saying Fogo de Chao. I'm kind of siding with Bali. Like, hey, it's been almost a year. It's been a long time.
I mean, we love it right now. Everyone's happy. You know, we're smiling. You know, yeah, but there's a bigger picture to this. And, I mean, to me, Rodo he can cook all he wants. You know, he's going to keep cooking. He's going to bring great players. But for us to win a chip, for us to be champions, we have to change a coach.
That's the meal. And championship.
Yep.
That's the meal.
So to me, that we're looking good.
All right. Now, okay, guys, I want to move on to some post-match quotes from Josh Wolf. Now, I'm wondering if this was the best of Wolf we've seen at a presser, because he was extremely honest in what he had to say. Now, some quick quotes here. He says, we know fans, media, owners, they care about winning. How we win, I'm sure most of you guys could care less. I care about that. It's my job. He also says that him and Rodo have a philosophy that they want to follow and how they want to have things done.
Me and Rodo, keep that in mind.
Yeah, Rodo and I.
Yeah.
Great pick on that, yeah, B. Now, yeah. Okay, what are your thoughts on Josh Wolf post-match, what he had to say? Some folks are saying that it seems like he's feeling the pressure because he's constantly shouting out the fans in the last two games. He's giving the fans a lot of credit, and some people are saying, oh, now he's coming around to the fans because he sees the comments on the Warehousing TV page. He keeps up with what people
are saying.
Apparently
he said he doesn't. You know?
Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, like you definitely saw a little bit of different from Wolf, a little bit of sassiness maybe? I don't know. A little bit of Wolf. You know, so a little bit of, I don't know, shots at the media a little bit. You know, hey, you're calling me out, you know. So, yeah, I mean, he's praising the fans. You gotta praise the fans, bro.
You got to.
You have to. We're one of the best fans in the league. So, yeah, I mean, we're seeing a little bit more and more from Wolf. You know, he's not doing this. He's not.
He did that last week. So, he did that last week. But, Bali, I want to get you in on this one, man. Now, we did get the win. We did score 4 goals. We talked about how it's a red flag that we conceded 3. Josh Wolf was critical, right? He says this. He says, we have to do a better job when we have those numbers of closing down the ball, killing opportunities. Of course, against San Jose, they get 3 goals. They could have had more. They get one called back that maybe some other ref doesn't call it back, right? And there was some saves by Stuver that he really had to make because the ball was going into the back of the net. But Josh Wolf, very critical of his defense. And we have to be critical ourselves here because the defense moving forward, like B said, it's not sustainable. You can't bank on conceding 3 and scoring 4 constantly. So your thoughts on what Josh Wolf had to say post-match? He was critical.
I agree. I mean, he knows that. You know, our defense is struggling, and we need to improve. We need to find answers. And 3 goals at home, I mean, come on now. I mean, that's a lot. You know, we have to tighten up in the back.
100%.
Big game next week also. Hopefully we improve.
St. Louis.
Yeah, hopefully we improve. Hopefully we get – I mean, I don't know how far Leo has, but
– Nah, he's still out.
Hopefully he gets
another month.
Better quick. Zan?
Zan, 2-3 weeks. 2-3 weeks.
John. Zanny?
John.
Zanny?
John.
Hey, we've been
respect.
Zan.
Respect.
Yeah, because we gave him a little bit of. We called him Zanny in the beginning,
Zanny,
right?
Yeah. Like
a little
nickname. Yeah. Zanny and
Zanny.
Z. Apparently, he doesn't like Zanny at all.
Zanny?
Well,
I mean, it's
it.
It's
it.
Like
yeah.
Zanny.
I heard through the grapevine that he doesn't like Zanny. But anyways, just a couple more quotes here. Coach Wolf, he goes on to say this about Seba because, of course, he was talked about last night post-match. Wolf says this. He says, Seba Drusi is, again, one of the best players in the league. It's not surprising we went 2 in a row with him on the field. Kind of going off of what Tucker said in fan reactions and on the space. Tucker, some wild takes, claiming that Drusi is currently better than Leo Messi. And he compared Josh Wolf to Xabi Alonso and Leverkusen.
That was wild, bro.
He really said that.
Mind you, Tucker, I mean, some folks are saying that's a good take.
That's shocking.
Who's saying that's
a good take? Some folks are saying, I'm not going to name, but some folks are saying it's a good take. They asked me to not name him.
Look, I love Mind you, Tucker, bro. I love him. Calling Wolf Xabi from Xabi Alonso.
He said it was a wild comparison, but he was just trying to, he was.
I get it.
Maybe he's reaching.
Or like Jesse March or something. Dang, something like that. Come on.
Hey, but thoughts on Seba. We talked about him earlier, but
he's that guy, bro. He's that guy. He is Austin. Austin is juicy. Juicy is Austin, bro. Homies that don't even really follow the league shared his picture. You know, shared the goal. It resonates with everybody. If you're not, if you're living in this city, you saw that goal. You saw that post. You saw that celebration, bro. And people were sharing it because of that. And if he's that guy, bro. Like, I would say, like, you go to fans that don't follow Austin, name a player, Drewcy, that's it. Boom. Name a player, Drewcy, that's it. He's that guy for us, bro. He's that guy.
I mean, this guy's been all over the world. You know, he has stories from River Plate. He's been in Russia. There's stories there. And there's MVPs, other players. There's other players that have stories of him. Yeah. So he's the guy that is pretty much like our ace.
He definitely is.
The main piece on the chessboard for us in FC.
He's our GOAT.
We're being honest.
He's our GOAT.
You know, I think he is.
Yeah.
100%. I think he is. And if this team is going to win a chip in the next 2 to 3 years, it has to be with Seba. The day he leaves Austin FC and we don't have a replacement right then and there, we're going to struggle, mate.
With Rodo, I don't think that will happen.
Big time.
But honestly,
hopefully he stays. If Rodo maybe tells him, hey, I'm building something special.
But hold on. There's no danger of Seba leaving Austin FC, especially after the kind of celebration that he had in that fourth goal. You know, he showed his jersey, went to the fans, and the Jude. It shows that he loves the club.
What does that celebration tell you? Like, you're obviously a Madrid fan. Yeah. When Jude does it, what's that message? Or what is it implying?
It's pretty much saying, I'm here for you. Like, this is what I can do for you.
Oh, man, fire.
Like, I'm here working for you. Like, fire. Like, is this what you want? Here you go.
Fire.
This is what I'm doing.
Fire, bro. He's that
guy,
bro.
To me, that's what it translates to.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah. Agree.
But just one more thing that Josh Wolf says on the stadium. They really put a lot of emphasis on the atmosphere. He says, obviously, an exciting and entertaining game. A lot of credit goes to the fans in the entire stadium. And it feels like the stadium is working more as a unit with chants. More people are learning them. I think the influence is going more to other sections like the North End. And there's people in those sections that are doing a lot of work by chanting themselves. And it's also spreading bit by bit. You know what I'm saying?
And my take on that is I think the La Murga and Los Verdes and the support, I think they were a bit galvanized in a way because they were coming under criticism. They were coming under criticism about chants when they're not supposed to, whatever.
They came under fire?
They came under fire. And I think they double down and said, nah.
They clapped back.
They said, nah, we're going to keep it. And I think we witnessed the reason.
It seems like everybody's taking shots at
you.
The silence. At me.
You called for it, man.
I was, you know what? I'll take the L. I'll take it. No. But it's not much of an L. Maybe it's not the moment.
It's
not the moment.
It's an L, mate. It's an L. But I do say this, bro, like, I was, look, to be honest with you, I was kind of, you know, in that same boat with you, bro.
For sure.
You know, I was a lot of fans.
For sure.
And I think that I was proven. I think same thing with you, bro. I don't know if you feel the same way.
You were proven wrong?
Not really wrong, but I was shown, look, bro, this is why we do.
Okay. That's
we'll
fair.
Come
That's
under
fair.
Criticism when things aren't working out, and we'll take the heat. But it's worth it for moments like this. And honestly,
for sure.
I agree, bro.
I like it. Now, real quick, some open-ended questions. I really want to get y'all's take on this. We hear it from Tucker in the fan reactions. And there was a fan jumping around in front of us during fan reactions saying, wolf in.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. Not in front of my face ever again.
And
either.
Tucker, he says, Bali, calma. Tuck, please. We're on set. Tucker, he says, Wolf is earning my trust back with back-to-back wins coming back against opponents. He's saying that this is a step for Wolf earning the fans' trust back. And I got to ask you, Bali. I got to ask you because Wolf got to do a lot to get your trust back. But with these two wins, I mean, you sound different. You're also smiling. Is Wolf earning the trust back from Bali's army?
I'm smiling because I partied hard this weekend, okay? You know, and I had a great weekend, you know.
He's thinking back.
You know, I'm oh, man. let me not say anything. Hey, we're getting wins. That's what matters. You know, we're playing at home. We're still struggling in the back. Okay? I want us to win. That's what I want. I want us to win. Okay?
Oh, go ahead.
What was that, bro? It was
Brad.
Okay.
It was Brad.
So I mean, the bigger picture is I don't see us winning anything with this coach.
Oh.
Point blank period. Silverware. There's nothing that you can say to change my mind. Okay?
Or do.
Or do. So what we have to do now is we're gonna keep continuing backing the team. But the bigger picture is that we won't win anything with this coach.
You're still firm wolf
so
out.
So I'm that's not gonna change. That still is not gonna change. That still is firm. Not gonna change.
Still
that
firm.
Is not
gonna change. Can you say it?
Wolf out. And it's not gonna change. Yeesh. It's not gonna change.
Now B, I do wanna switch over the conversation to you, mate. Tucker, the point that he made, and I want to, you know, sorry to use his name
been,
on the pod
we've
so
been
much.
Using it, yeah.
Sorry. Shout out my G-Tucker. But his take just stood out to me because I know that there's people leaving that stadium that are saying Wolf in, that are saying, you see, this is why we want Wolf because of moments like this. So I want to ask you, is the tide turning or is it still firm Wolf out? Let's be real, mate.
No, I think that the winds calm it down.
Yeah, calm it down. You know, okay. Calm it down. You know, okay. But
it's like, you know, yeah, you know, fans are hungry. You're giving us a couple cookies here and there. We're fine. We're eating. That's winds. Calm it down. But I don't know how y'all might take this, but I think I disagree with Tucker, bro. Because
what are your points?
Because I would have been on that boat, bro, had we won this game 3-4-0.
Ooh,
I would have been on this boat had we dominated, just showed our force and won this game comfortably. The fact that we had to come back with the last kick of the game from our Drewsy Dior, I think the players and Drewsy get this bulk of the credit, bro. I don't think it falls on Wolf, bro. I mean, sure, maybe he motivated the guys in halftime. We don't know. Yeah. But I think this falls more on the players' resiliency and hunger to not concede and not lose this game. So
75% players, 25% Josh Wolf, credit-wise?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
75-25? Is that the same meter you would give him?
Yeah, and I also give, you know, we also have to give credit to Josh Wolf because he also knows the risk. He also knows that, hey, I need to save my job. Okay, I need to put the best starting 11 out there. So what did he do? He benched Rigoni.
Yeah.
He kept sticking with Rigoni.
Two games
straight. Kept playing him. You're risking your job doing that, Josh. Hey, man, you're right, Bali. I'm going to start him again. The guy hasn't played for two games on the bench. And we look so much better with that.
And
him.
I hope he doesn't, bro.
Now, why wasn't this done before?
I think the pressure came.
You see how easy it is to bench Emmy. Fans have been calling for it all last season. It was never done. Finally, this year, maybe he's finally under the hot seat from ownership. Enough pressure, enough, you know, enough time on the hot seat to tell Emmy, you know what, you're not doing it for me. You're going to the bench. And he also touched up on that. He said that it's all because of performances. Emmy is not performing well enough to get into the winning team. And that's what the roster is right now. That's what the lineup is right now. They won against Dallas. They repeated against San Jose. They won again. And I don't know if there's going to be any changes in St. Louis.
There won't be. He'll play the same starting 11 because, you know, he's getting results.
Now, there might be some changes to that starting lineup, but one thing is for sure, Rigoni is not part of the plan anymore.
Nah, bro.
Rigoni is not part of the plan.
What's also shocking was Giazzi's artist. You know, this is Josh Wolf's
bench
guy.
Bench too.
He came because Josh Wolf gave him the call and said, I want you here. And now he's on the bench also.
That's going to your point.
This is also, I have to give Josh Wolf credit.
Now, one more player, you know, kind of gone and now here, comparison that we're doing here, Biru and Jean Komunic. Mm-hmm. Now, we had that argument a couple weeks ago. I was really rooting for Jean, for Z, for Komunic. Seems like he's a bit of an injury-prone player. Now, Biru, he comes in. He's scoring goals. But defensively, does Biru do the job? He had a good instance in the game. But for a left back, do you want him to attack more or do you need him to defend more? Is Josh Wolf's system asking for more attack from those left backs? I think it is. Yeah. So is Biru the guy?
Biru's the guy. I mean, just let him adapt a little bit more. You know, yes, his defending is okay, but him going forward, I mean, oh my God, just the shot that he scored, I mean, last game. Oh my God. I mean, just
I'm just also Jean, curious for his defensive work.
Let's not say Jean isn't a defensive unit either, bro. You know what I mean? Jean Komunic isn't really he's not a Nick Lima defensive unit. You know what I mean? And so it doesn't really, it's who out of the two can provide offensively that's going to get the start, in my opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, on the other side, Gallagher, we know he's not a defensive unit. He's not a defender. So we got two fullbacks that are prioritizing going forward. And that just says a lot about how Wolf wants to play. And, I mean, just to take it back a little bit, just real quick on the Rigoni thing.
I knew you were going to go back to him.
It's because, bro.
How did I know?
Because bro, it, you said he felt the pressure. Sure, he did feel the pressure. And maybe a coach wants to put the best players that he can out there to win the game, bro.
For sure.
And I feel like he was playing Rigoni. He's the DP. He was signed. He needed to provide something. I think there was pressure up above to try to get something out of this guy, bro. Okay, and I think worship. Now
we've,
it's...
We've seen that before.
Yeah, and now it's donezos. Now you're on your way out. No more. No more. It's done. I think we're seeing that, bro.
Oh, that's a really good point, B. Yeah. I honestly, that's a good point. Now, there was a video that George posted, or he shared on his episode of, I think it was FCTV, where Precourt is hugging Josh Wolf kind of very passionately, like saying, my bro... You're still, you still got the job, you know, like
oh, really?
Pretty much that's what it is. Pretty much that's what it is, mate. Okay. And I think Josh Wolf, like just like you said, but he has nothing to lose anymore.
No, yeah. Bro,
he has nothing. He, there's no more. There's no more friendships that he needs to save moving forward.
Good point, but I mean, he would have got criticism if he would have benched going early on.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, maybe from the big news media, sure, like the Tom Bogert and stuff like that. Yeah,
damn, DP player, for sure. Just. What a horrendous mistake.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying that the people that made the financial decision to bring this guy here wanted to save themselves the embarrassment of this transaction absolutely blowing up in their face, that they forced Josh Wolf to continue playing Rigoni, even though he continued to drop stinker after stinker after stinker, leading us to the exact point now where Owen Wolf is playing at the right wing, 2024.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
That's what I think, bro. You damn near summed it up. Yeah. It's like when you buy something that's expensive, and you're stuck with it. You gotta use it.
Somebody has to take the blame. Somebody has to take the blame, and Josh Wolf took the heat.
He has to, bro. He has to. And I think it's gotten to a point now where it's done. It's done. This project is obviously a freaking failure. You're done. Done.
Rodo also arrived, and he's taking out the trash. Taking out trash, and the guys that he's brought in have been cooking.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm excited.
What
for
does
the
this tell you about what's coming?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he's
really cooking. He's cooking.
That's a really good point. I think it was the Ribbonator that had a tweet out there. He was saying how all of the Rodo guys are the ones scoring goals. So, Rodo,
hungry.
Rodo,
hungry.
Thank you.
Cooking.
Thank you, Rodo. Yeah. But okay, guys, just one more thing that I have here: the Wolf out meter. Where is it at now?
It's on ice.
The Wolf out meter, where is it at?
What are the levels? Green, now, yellow, I mean, red?
Yeah, green, yellow, red.
I think it's yellow.
It's yellow?
I think so.
I
don't know.
Well, actually, it can be. It's red, orange, yellow.
Green.
Then it's, what is it, blue?
Green?
Green?
I don't know. You're
something like that. Roy G. Biv. That's the color.
Which one's the worst? The red?
Red is the worst.
Super red.
Super red?
Dark red.
After two wins?
Dark red.
6 points?
Dark
on the
red, Hernan.
Okay,
dark
okay. Well,
I mean, Hernan, this doesn't change anything, bro. You want me to sit here? You want me to lie? You want me to smile? You know, it's going to be okay. No, Hernan, I'm not going to do that. It's not okay. It's been way too long. Way too long, bro. So... Yes, we won. I'm happy, but it's still Wolf out, and it's not going to change.
What if I told you that if the boys, the team, held on to the wins against the likes of St. Louis and Philly, this Austin side would be top of the West right now?
Man,
Who is it on?
The way we conceded that goal, bro, that doesn't fall on Wolf, mate. So. A deflected shot. Bro, you're right, bro. So. We get the 3 points against Philly and Saint, bro.
I'm firmly Wolf out, dude. No. I'm firmly Wolf out.
I'm taking it game by game, but it's Wolf out right now. I'm Wolf out.
Like you said, nothing's gonna change, bro.
I'm firmly Wolf out, but I think the Wolf out meter is more on an orange than a yellow, or a red.
Someone should make a meter and change it game by game.
Now, check this out. If Josh Wolf wants to be a great sport, be a great professional, then I'm sure that he is, right? That one that he aspires to continue to be. Leave this club in a fashion where you continue to work day to day at a top level. If you know that you're going to be sacked soon, if there's conversations behind the scene where Rodo and Josh Wolf are saying, hey, I already got my guy. I've been hearing conversations of names that they're already looking into coach-wise. I'm not going to share it.
I wouldn't put much weight on
but
that, bro.
They might even let him run his contract.
That's what I'm saying. But operate at a high level. Operate at a high level until the very end. Don't put tools down. Yeah. Going back to what B said back in 2021.
I don't think that's what coaches do, bro. I mean, maybe in higher levels, but I just can't fathom Wolf making decisions in the lineup or making decisions with players that is going to jeopardize his security or lack of winning. So
just to put an end to this topic, you think the last two wins have gave Wolf enough credit to send the Wolf out meter back to the middle?
No, I think just because of the manner and the wins. I mean, like I said, had we won like 3-4 convincingly, I would have agreed with you. But I think things are cool. I mean, you feed us wins, things are going to calm down, bro. That's how it is. We start to lose again, shit ramps up again.
Bro. Wolf mentioned that in the pressure. He says, oh, just like the media, just like you guys like to remind me when the losses start to pile up, it's about winning. And at the end of the day, that's the nature of this business.
It's all about winning.
I thought you don't listen, bro. I thought you don't watch that stuff.
It's all about winning.
It seems like he does.
This guy Wolf is just going back on a lot of stuff that he's been saying, mate. But all right, boys. Now, as B plugs in the computer in the background, Bali, I want to move on to some of the last topics here on the pod. Now, we got St. Louis up next, mate. We had them recently at Q2 Stadium. Whatever happened against them happened. We couldn't finish the job. We shared points with them, mate. What kind of prediction do you have going into that match?
Well, man, I have so many bad memories from St. Louis. I mean, just the Kip Keller, that was one of the craziest games. And also them when we played them at home and they trashed us, like they scored like 5 or 6-0 on. I mean, it was like 6-5 or 6-6 goals.
Six.
Worst defeat.
Oh my God. It was 6-4 yeah. though. It was a crazy 6-3. Game. 6-3. Right?
6-3. Yeah. St. Louis has just been a nightmare for us since we played them since day one. But you know what? I have a good feeling, man. Oh, I have a good feeling. Hopefully.
Check this out.
I'll take a tie.
Real quick, they just played Dallas April 6th, a couple of days ago. They had 27 shots on Dallas, but the game ended 0-0. They couldn't beat Dallas. So
that means they'll have 40 on us.
What does that say?
I think some of those are going in on our side.
I'm with Bali. Now, today on Discord, Vanilla asked, like, hey, what if we get 9 points out of the three?
That'd be great.
What would that do to the Wolf out meter? I mean, we already talked about it.
You just brought to fruition a meter. Someone's gonna post a picture with a meter.
We already talked about it, right? But I mean, if this team gets 9 points off the skiff, off the last three,
too early,
they're gonna be talked about.
All these wins, bro, is just cool the waters. That's all they're doing.
I don't know.
Once we get to the business end of the season, then we can.
Are the fans
talking.
Looking too much into it? Are they looking too much into it?
No. What I'm trying to say? I mean, we look too much into whatever. I mean, this is our club. We love this club. We'll start raiding the cooks, bro. You know, that's how we roll.
Now, Austin, St. Louis, Sunday, April 14th, 3:45 p.m. That is Central Time. St. Louis has the 55% advantage. Draw is at 24%. Austin percentage for them to win is at 21. Is that fair, B?
I think
St.
so.
St. Louis the favorites?
I think so. And also, let's be real. St. Louis does have a bit of a atmosphere in their stadium as well. So
yeah,
they won't be walking into an empty Colorado stadium or an empty Houston stadium or anything like that. They will be coming into a rockin' St. Louis stadium. So I agree with Bali as well as you. I'm down for a point. I'm down.
I'll take a point. Yeah, I'll be happy.
Now, this will be more even than folks at home think, mate. Austin FC finds himself in eighth place. They have 9 points. St. Louis, they are in 11th, but just 1 point difference. They have 8 points, B. 8 points, just a 1 point difference, much like the EPL, Bali. I know you know a lot about that right now. But if Austin wins, they would potentially have 12 points. Currently, LA Galaxy, they wouldn't have 12 points. I'm tripping. Tripping. They would have 12 points. 9 plus 3 is 12.
It's still too early, though, bro.
The Galaxy has 12. That would propel them to a spot. That would be awesome.
It's a playoff spot. That's us being the playoffs. That's what Rodo wants. Remember, he said playoffs is the goal. We'll make playoffs, and we'll see what happens. Are we gonna win it? No.
Now I might
you don't
be.
Know, Bali.
I mean,
come
I'll be
on,
real.
Bro.
I don't think with this coach we won't win it. We've been there before. Did we win it? No, we didn't.
We had Rigoni starting. Yeah. We were not playing him anymore, and we played better without him. Josh Wolf can never win with you, bro.
Like he said, man, at least he's being real about it. Nothing will change his mind, bro. So he's like a cult mind or something.
He's like a Real Madrid fan.
Like a Trump supporter or something.
I'm just being realistic.
He's like radical right, radical left.
He's all the way wherever.
He's all the way wherever.
I can't wait for us to win. I want to watch a game at Q2, a playoff game at Q2 this season. I want to so bad. Please.
I respect
Please, cool. Josh.
I respect his takes because the last two wins shouldn't be enough to change Josh Wolf's fate.
It shouldn't. 100%. Shouldn't at all.
But if the third win comes.
And then that fourth win comes.
And then maybe it's four in a row.
Five?
And then
six?
And then we play better. And then we improve. And then we kind of go down. And then we play a little
That's
bit better.
A typical MLS
and
season.
Then we make it to the playoffs. And then we kicked out. And then what happens? Yeah, there you go, bro. That's your season right there, bro. There, I just told you the season.
If that's the season, do you not consider that a achievement? You do not consider that positive for a team to make it into the playoffs, even though they get knocked out?
Of course.
The exposure, the experience for the players. Yes, then you can sell potentially this guy there, that guy there.
Yeah, that helps.
You got to find the positive to everything.
Hernan, I want to win it.
Of course.
Listen to me.
Bro, this guy thinks I don't want to win the trophy.
Listen to me. I want to win it, Hernan. I want to win the trophy. I don't want to go. I want to win it.
Look, all I'm saying is we have a summer window in between here and then, okay? And if we're letting Rodo cook, you better sit your butt in that table. Sit your butt down in that chair. And eat what he's gonna put on that table, man. And what he's been cooking lately,
Khaled,
Rubio, Biru,
breadsticks,
Rigoni to the bench. That could have been his choice.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
That could have been his call.
Cheese fries.
That could have been his call.
I'm loving what he's bringing to the table. And if he brings more, I'll eat that too.
But that's gonna be that kind of season though, bro. Like even
no Diddy.
even in the mid season, the summer, bring players in. They gotta get acclimated, up
for
to
sure,
date.
For
it's,
sure.
It's that kind of season. That's why I'm so confident that he's gonna run out his contract, bro.
Now, all right, boy. Yeah. Let's come back down to earth. Score prediction for the St. Louis away match. It is away. It's at City Park. That's supposed to be the soccer mecca of the United States.
Is it? Who said that?
Soccer pundits. Mm.
The experts. I see a 2-2, bro.
2-2, high-scoring match. A four-goal thriller. High-scoring match, Bali.
Man. Because we ain't keeping a clean sheet, are we?
Are we?
I'm asking.
You know what? I think, man, I'm going for 2-1.
2-1 for?
I think we get some of that. I think we go to St. Louis and we come back with three points. I think so.
Yeah. Now
for some reason, I feel like we'll show something.
We do have to know, Bali. They're not looking the prettiest.
Yeah,
they just
not.
Lost to
they're
Ras
not.
Salt Lake 3-1. They tied against DC United 2-2. And they tied against the LA Galaxy 3-3. The Galaxy had 10 men. They got a red card. And they tied against Austin FC 2-2. Austin FC is definitely trending on the up. We'll see what happens against St. Louis, mate.
Yeah. I see a 2-1, man. Hopefully, Drusy becomes Drusy Dior and he takes over.
He is Drusy Dior.
Yeah, he is.
Your score prediction was a 2-1?
Yeah, I think
we get 2-2. I'm going to go with the more conservative. I'm going to go with the 1-1.
I'm gonna go with the one-one.
Before folks say, "Hey, what's up? You were building up to this moment. Why do you have the team getting a draw away from home?" I think that's an achievement.
Yeah, I'll take it all
at
day.
At this
I'll
point, I think honestly, at this point, for Austin FC to go to St. Louis, go to City Park, look them in the eye, take a point back to Austin, that's an achievement at this point in the season, at this point in your current form as a team, as a squad, as a unit. It's a good thing.
I think achievement's a strong word there to use, but
I'm down for a point.
I'll take a point.
A bit harsh.
I'll take a point. You know, but
I'll take a point too.
Hopefully, you know, that stadium, that those fans motivate our players to let's shut these guys up.
Hopefully.
Let's shut them up.
Okay.
You know, they embarrassed us here last year. Let's come back. Let's show them that we're a different team.
I like that.
Let's keep that motivation. Let's keep that mindset.
I like that. Well, St. Louis, Austin FC, that game is coming up. We just previewed it right now. We got pretty much positive vibes coming from the Top Flight Pod. But okay, gentlemen, now before we get out of here, we are going to talk about the Champions League in the midweek Patreon episode for the people that are on the Patreon for the Discord members. But real quick, some light predictions. We got Arsenal Bayern tomorrow at 2, and then Madrid City tomorrow at 2 p.m. B, your prediction for those matches?
Well, I mean, I got City winning. But
of course,
the
ridiculous
I would
take.
I would say Bayern, but bro, man, it's becoming a little more tricky because of the manner and way Arsenal are playing compared to how Bayern are playing. I mean, Bayern are +320 last time I checked, +350, bro. I mean, Arsenal are heavy favorites. They're not just favorites. They're freaking favorites. So I'm going to have to go with Bayern as well, bro. After all that talk, Bayern.
So Bayern and City.
Yeah.
Bali, who you got, mate?
Madrid and Arsenal. You know, I said it, and I'm looking forward, and I'm not looking back. You know, I want Madrid. That's who I want, and that's the only team that I want in this Champions League next round. And we're coming.
Bold.
We
bold
want Madrid, state. And that's bold all state. We want.
Now, tomorrow at 2 p.m., those games are going to be very exciting. Make sure to watch that. Real Madrid, of course, I got them in that matchup against City. There's players that are going to be out for Man City.
No, I think Kyle Walker?
Kyle Walker is out.
Kyle Walker?
Who's going to guard Vinny?
If Kyle Walker was there, how was he going to guard
Vinny?
He
did it already, though. I mean, come on.
Vinny is completely different now.
Nah,
100% different.
He's
now.
Done it, though.
Check this stats.
Kyle Walker, it's going to be a tough game for Madrid, but I think they can pull through.
Honestly, Ociel on Discord,
yeah.
I love his Real Madrid takes, bro.
I'm sure you do, bro.
I love his Real Madrid takes, bro.
I like Lucas's takes, too.
I love Lucas's takes.
I'm sure you hate Eric's. I mean, Eric, yeah, I'm not surprised.
I was about to say something, but I forgot. I actually remembered I can't say it on the pod about Eric. So.
Okay.
Eric coming under fire.
Oh,
I don't
no.
want to say why. I don't want to say why. I don't want to say
Eric's
why.
Eric's becoming a bit of a.
Why did he wear that to the? I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. But all right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. We're about at the hour mark for the episode. But thank you for joining us for another episode. We'll be back for more midweek for the Patreon episode, and then we'll be back also to review the St. Louis match and some more best of world football topics. But that's it for me, boys. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
If you want more episodes, check out the Patreon. Join our Patreon Discord. I mean, we have awesome conversations on Discord. We're getting to know people by their names on there. It's awesome. So if you want to be involved in that and get an extra episode, go ahead and check our Patreon out. The link's everywhere.
Boys, we forgot to mention one thing, one what important topic, and we cannot get out of here before talking about it. No, so hopefully people stayed until the very end. But some transfer rumors that dropped late.
Oh, yeah.
Just real quick. Now, according to Uriel looked, and we found out later that it wasn't his information. It was Lucas Gonzalez information. It was back and forth. But Austin FC is after Argentine winger Brian Aguirre. The club is sending scouts to watch him play against Boca Juniors today. Now, that was in the past. That was a couple days ago. They lost that game to Boca 3-1, if I'm not mistaken. But, B, I mean, your thoughts on that, because this is Austin FC trying to do some work.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking South America, bro. You know, Argentine connection. Maybe we'll get some connection with Drusy. I mean, we got this whole South American vibe in their squad. So, yeah, I mean, look, like we said earlier in the pod, bro, look what he's brought in so far. I mean, I'm excited to see what comes next. And I don't know if it's too early to say this, but I'm all in on – I mean, no, I've been saying this. I'm all in on Rolo, bro. I trust his judgment, his scouts. So, interesting to see that. I mean – from New Boys, right?
Newell's old boys, yeah. Maxi's old club, Messi's old club.
So, yeah.
Now, Brian Aguirre in the loss, he saw 26 minutes. He had one successful dribble attempt, 100% on that, 75% pass accuracy. He had a 6.5 match rating, like I said, and a yellow card is what he picked up. But now, Bali, before I get your take, there's more to it because the information didn't stop there. We got this information from, like I said, Lucas Gonzalez, who apparently had the info from the get go. In addition to Brian Aguirre, Ian Glavinovic and Francisco Gonzalez are also on the watch list for Austin FC scouts traveling to Argentina to watch the match between Newell's Old Boys and Boca Juniors. Glavinovic, he's Argentine and Croatian. I'm sure you know how that happens. He's 22 years old, center back with a future in the Argentine national team. And Gonzalez, guy out here on the left on the edit, he's Argentine. He's 23 years old. He's left-right winger with speed and great 1v1 abilities, mate. Good winger with 1v1 abilities. It's great to say that. Now, your thoughts on those boys? Thoughts on that rumor, possibly?
I'm happy. I'm just like B said, you know, let Rodo cook. You know, he's cooking, and I trust him 100%, you know, and if he feels like those are players that fit best for our team, then bring him on, you know, and I'm loving that scouts are going around and they're being active, that they're looking for
forward
for our players, you know, to
attackers.
Yeah, our attackers to improve our squad, because that's all. At the end of the day, that's what we need. We need players to improve our squad. Not also, you know, the first team, but also FC, though, you know.
Of course.
I mean, all around, you know.
Of course.
And I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
Now, Ian Glavinovic, he saw 90 minutes. Like I said, he has a future in the Argentine national team. He already has appearances with the U23s. He had 2 out of 3 ground duels won, 2 out of 4 aerial duels won. He had one foul. He had 48 touches with 73% pass accuracy, right? And then Francisco Gonzalez, 64 minutes played, 45% pass accuracy, not the best. He's a winger. But again, you also got to remember they're playing Boca Juniors. They probably didn't really have much of a chance. I don't pay attention much to this league to know what their current form is as a club. But Austin FC, like we said, doing some business.
Let him cook.
Trying to.
We're scouting.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Trying to. Now,
scout everywhere.
The fans, the followers on Instagram and on Twitter, they were down with this. They were like, hey, let's do it. Let's go after these guys.
Rolo's cooking.
Now, all right. Whip, whip, whip. We can get out the studio now. That's the end of the episode. Bali,
go back to work,
you got to go back to work, my G. But all right. Bit of a late episode, late drop. Sorry about that. We took Sunday off, but we're back. And we'll be back for more, like I said, against St. Louis. So have a good day. Have a good night, everybody. And be safe.